Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Did you hear about, you know, you hear about eHarmony? You know, can you imagine? I mean, you know, what,
yes,
you know,
yes, well, yes,
I'm
yes,
not saying anything yes about that because people used to, you know, parents used to get involved in helping in the parlor.
Right.
And they'd bring people together in the parlor. It wasn't long ago.
Mm.
And, well, it was either the parlor or the holler. You know, it was the country was like, do you see Jack Maribel down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, people go to this thing called eHarmony, mm-hmm, and they search the data on other people. Sort of like a Snowden thing, I guess.
Something like that.
The data, NSA, you just look through all the data of, if you're, I guess, a man, you're looking for the data of all the women, searching all their stats and facts and data, mm-hmm, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, maybe this is like the NSA.
Vice versa. Hey.
Maybe the government's just catching up with what people have already been doing
maybe
in America, right?
You know, are we having a moment?
They searched the data of all the people that were looking for, and then they determine, because they filtered out all the terrorists. And then they decide, this is the one that I like, I guess, and they date them or something. All in the commercial, they were happy, and they got married and something like that. And nothing to get, hey, that's better than just marrying a stranger. But it just kind of gives a new understanding as to Snowden. Now I'm thinking about the NSA and the Gestapo. Anyway, so so they have this little match things like Match.com and eHarmony and all these different programs to help people get together. But yet the divorce rate's still the same. But anyway, So, I mean, people are trying to do it perfectly. They'll understand. You're going to marry another human being, by the way.
Mm.
They're going to be human, woman. I mean, I'm saying they're going to be both. They're gonna be, in the context of that, you are going to have to die to yourself to have a good relationship.
No doubt.
You know, Don and I, we're celebrating 25 years of being married.
Wow.
And it doesn't just happen.
No, it doesn't.
And the adversary is not for you, you know, staying married and walking rightly before God in marriage. And you have to hold on and know God and do what's right. And he just takes you through all these journeys. And we're finding out the greatest testimony to the Americans is just they're amazed at anybody that can be married for them. We were a hardware store and asking for directions, real nice lady. And she was showing us to this particular stuff. And I told her, I said, this is our 25th. We went to the hardware store.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, looking for a gift?
Yeah.
You were looking for a dirt devil, were you?
No, you weren't looking for one of those.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy a devil anything. Anyway.
I don't know.
You know, it's like Jiminy Crickets. Did anybody do that?
Oh yes! Did you forget that?
I don't want to go back and look
that
up.
You try to forget that. I don't know.
It must be the one that's real quiet.
Do you have the cricket thing?
I am so sorry, Tracy. I am so sorry. I'm brokenhearted.
She had such good sense of humor. She actually laughed about it.
Thank God there are diamond ones coming up next.
Oh, right. He's saving big time for that.
Right. Listen. Where am I? Anyway,
you're in a hardware store.
I'm in a hardware store.
For some reason. On your anniversary.
25th anniversary.
You must be lost.
We've done some other
obviously
things.
You're obviously, you're lost.
He meant to go to the jewelry
actually,
store.
Actually, the reason why our dog is drowning.
Oh, okay.
Our dog is drowning because of this new gutter system that just takes all the water and just dumps it in one spot. And the dog's like, I'm drowning. And so we're trying to find this little bendy thing. Anyway, and so I tell this clerk that or the person with the vest. And she goes, oh, wow, that's so great because I work at a legal office where we help with divorce.
Oh, gosh.
And it's so good to hear.
Oh, okay.
It's so good to hear. No, she was like, here's the divorce papers.
Yeah. Clarity to this. Thank you.
She says, so it's just so good to see somebody still married.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So I told Donna, I said, Donna, go ahead and load the lumber on the truck.
Yeah.
Just joking. You know, I'm joking. Please don't write to Pat. But So, oh yeah, so eHarmony. eHarmony. Woo!
Where am I? This is
I was
the FM
about
radio.
The ramifications of, hey, load the lumber on the truck. Like,
I'm going to be in
snap
trouble.
My brain's going like, okay, now how are we going to work? Okay. And so, I see this thing, you got eHarmony, all this dating stuff. Now they have it for farmers. They have it for farmers. We're farmers if you're farming pigs and cows and stuff. That it's like for it's called Farmers Only.
What are they looking for?
Another farmer. Farmers so they can marry each other. I mean, think about it. It would be terrible if it was like the Green Acres. I don't know if y'all remember. Oh, let me fill you some history
right
here.
There. Yeah, he don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Green Acres is the place for me.
Yeah.
Oh, far, yeah. Far away from the city streets. Green Acres is the place for me. Da, 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 da,
oh, this
da,
is a
da,
song. Yeah. This is a song.
Well, I can't sing
it.
Oh,
you didn't want to sing it for us?
Oh, okay. And then Zsa Zsa Gabor would go, oh, how I love the city streets. And all this. And they were like, so he married somebody who wasn't a farmer. This is so far back and so far out. He had to climb up a telephone pole and tap into a wire to make a phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
So you don't want to marry. A farmer wants to marry a farmer, right?
Okay.
You don't want to marry somebody who thinks getting the firewood, milking the pigs, milking the cows. Do you milk pigs? I wouldn't have milk anyway. It's way too close to the ground. Mm. I don't know how you could even do it. Besides, but you get a lot more because a lot more anyway. So getting on to
almost like a lot less back to that.
Yeah,
milking pigs.
Yeah, milking pigs. You have like 8 little machines. I know that somebody recently took their kids to dairy farm. Took their kids to dairy farm, and
that was an experience.
Oh yeah, and they realized, because these machines, so they just put these machines up on the udders of the cows, and these machines are just milking the cows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, what, about 3 inches away from the cows at the same time they're pooping. Oof. So these kids are watching this thing go, chomp, 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 and all this milk going down, and the cow going, boop, boop, boop. And the kids are like, we don't want milk ever again.
Never mind.
Even their parents are going like, I don't think we want it either.
More like boom, boom, boom.
We're so far away from reality. No, it was more like poor. But this is parental guidance. So you can imagine.
Focus.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine, like, you got your cornflakes and you're going, I am just out of milk. So you take your bowl out to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
And you just squirt a little
out
milk.
The barn.
You just squirt a little milk.
Come here, Betsy.
Come here, little milk. You run the rats off, right? And go squirt, squirt, right. Squirt.
Back up.
And we just couldn't relate to that. That's where milk comes from, by the way.
Mm.
That's where it comes
That's
from.
That's what I hear.
We just totally have deprived all the kids that are listening now will no longer have vitamin D in their system. They're not going to have no milk.
I think he just ruined Jonathan.
That's where it comes from, man. Your dad can explain the rest. So then they have farmers only. So this is where a farmer can find a farmer, because you don't want Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Mm.
She's not going to milk your cow because it'll mess up her mink coat. But listen, this is one of their commercials. This is a real commercial for farmers only. So if you're a farmer and you're listening to VFN Radio today and you're looking for a loved one, this is for you.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find his true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
Is that so cool?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it makes sense when you see the end of the show. You can see this. You'll be able to see this actual commercial on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. But know that it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that if you're going to be on the farm, you definitely want somebody that wants to be on the farm with you.
No doubt.
Because if you're going to work the farm all day long, you're going to want biscuits, eggs, bacon, all the proteins you can to be able to walk out that whole day, milking, slopping, all the things that you do. Hey, that could be a good diet plan. other than your little block that you walked around? Have you got a bigger block?
No. I did spend some time on the farm, a little bit like a plantation.
Plantation.
A little plantation. Yeah.
Clarify that.
Can you clarify that?
Well, you know,
we had no idea, man.
You know this. When I went to Louisiana, I had a chance.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I had a chance to get out there, and it's just really actually beautiful home.
Chillax at a plantation.
Chillax.
At a plantation.
Southern plantation type. You know. In the movies, what you see in the movies?
These are the real.
Oh yeah, I mean, I had a flashback, man. It was like, wow, it was so beautiful though. It's really like this.
Did you fall to your knees like Nehemiah and repent for the sins of our fathers?
No, I didn't. No,
are you dead?
No.
Okay.
But I was out there and I was seeing all those cows you were talking about.
Oh, they had cows out there?
About like hundreds of them, hundreds. So you know, I've never been up close to a cow. So I thought, you know, I'd walk the fields and see if I can get one and get close to one. You know, cow tipping and stuff.
Is there a video of this? This has got to be good.
There isn't a video, but you know, you're out in the field all
hundreds
by
of
yourself.
Cows. You're walking hundreds. Out hundreds of cows.
Hundreds.
You're getting close to them. They look so innocent, don't they? The big old eyes and like big marbles.
Well, they're huge. These boys were huge.
That's where big hamburgers come from.
Oh my, and not big hamburgers, big other stuff too. Those cow patties are huge.
Oh yeah, right.
They're huge. So I'm thinking I'm going to get close to one, and I kept getting closer and closer. The more I kept getting closer and closer, they kept taking off. These things are not brave animals at all. I couldn't even get close to it. And there are hundreds of them.
It's like the sheep knows their shepherd, or cow knows their cowboy, I guess.
Oh, man. They were running off.
Wow.
A whole bunch of them.
Well, you're a city folks. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they didn't smell the city folk or something. I don't know.
It was the cologne.
It was the cologne. Right. Was it the brute, the wild musk?
It was the brute. No, it was the Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Yeah. It was Old Spice.
Old Spice, yeah.
And was it really?
I have no idea. No, I don't wear Old Spice.
Do you wear anything?
Put your shirt back on.
Oh, my goodness.
English leather, right?
No. Yeah, actually, you know, my daddy used to wear the brute. You don't see brute anymore, but I think about those clones.
Yeah. Comes by the gallon.
That aqua velva stuff.
Oh, wow.
I remember the green brute bottle. No, but I don't wear the brute or
the little shield hanging over
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Right. The chrome shield, yeah.
Right.
No.
Right by the Brill Cream. Go ahead.
No, that's all.
So you're walking out to the cows.
I'm walking out to the cows and I'm thinking that I'm gonna get close. But it just doesn't happen. They just keep running away from me. But I did step in some other stuff that was not nice. I didn't think what I was gonna find. All those cow patties while I was walking out there. And they're pretty huge. They're pretty big.
If they dry, though, they actually have a cow patty throwing contest.
I don't know who would want to pick up those things.
You going to share?
No. No.
No.
Whoever can throw the cow patty the furthest.
Furthest.
I'm wrestling with all this.
And milking pigs at the same time.
Milking pigs at the same time. I know you can milk them because piglets, I saw piglets do it before. Milk.
Right.
So, you needed a horse, probably, is what you needed.
I guess. But it was really nice.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I've never ridden a horse. I'd like to get on a horse, but I've never... Never
I can see that in the future. We will have that on torch for you.
Yeah.
It will be on BFN TV. This is good. This is good. You're down with the cow horses. So
hey, listen, I really enjoyed it. It was just nice being out in the open country. There were some folks out there that were picking blueberries.
It was a plantation.
Whatever. I mean, plantation country. You know, hey, looks all the same to me. I'm sorry, you know, but it was nice. It was really nice.
That reminds me of getting out. I was going to, I guess it was Mississippi or Louisiana, coming through there, and I saw this old house that was owned by a sawmill family. Can't tell you the name of the place. It was the French General, name of the community, and I was just overtaken by the old mm-hmm. buildings are and all that, and I'm just soaking in the history and walking in. And I went inside, and they have real high ceilings because the heat would go to the high ceilings back then. And they had this almost a 4x8 sheet of plywood that was designed nicely, you know, with some trim mm-hmm. and stuff. that had a rope on it that somebody would actually stand and pull it back and forth.
Plywood.
Yeah, and it would fan the people. That was the fan. It was just hung in the middle of the ceiling over the table.
What?
And they would pull it back and forth to fan the flies away and keep the...
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought, well, flies and all that. And so then I walked out by the water, and I walked a long ways away from any cover or anything. And all of a sudden, these evil, demonic horse flies. Man, they had to be... I know somebody was sitting in that place watching me fix it, get up under that tree. I walked out there. I'm just having this moment. You know, I'm just sucking in all this history going, whoa, this is real. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All I heard, and one guy, and as soon as they touch you, they bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one. I'm like being swarmed. And you can't be cool when you're running from 500 horse flies and you're trying to get back to the car, you know, in some foreign land. And I'm literally just trying to knock these things off of me. They're biting me all over the place. I mean, instantly I went from just awe struck by this history to like, I will never, ever, ever, ever come here again. And if I did live here, I would have a piece of plywood too. Going back and forth to knock the... And well, you have to have a piece of plywood and knock these huge bugs down.
Oh wow.
That's how big they are. Normally it's just like a little fan or something. These horse flies are so big, it takes a sheet of plywood to knock them out.
Wow.
That's bad.
Need a bee suit to walk out.
You do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.